Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the second episode of the None of Your Bees cast. I am Kyle Wall.
I am Teresa Helms, still.
And today, we're going to be diving real deep. So let's start off with just like a softball question. Does tomorrow exist now?
No.
Yeah, it really doesn't exist now. It's kind of just one long, never-ending day, I think.
I don't have anything else to say about it. That is as straightforward of an answer as you're ever going to get. The answer is no.
I don't know if that just picked up on the mic, but God just ripped a sick thundercloud. Vaping in heaven. Clouds are just angels vaping. But yeah, I'm inclined to say that tomorrow no longer exists. It's kind of just been Thursday for a month now, I think. Ooh, and it's probably going to be Thursday for another month.
That's the mood. Thursdays are historically my least favorite day of the week. We've discussed this. I do not like Thursdays. And it has all felt like one really long Thursday lately.
I'm in the camp that Tuesdays are the worst day of the week.
Okay.
But just because, like, you know, Monday, you still got some residual energy from Sunday. You're still going. But Tuesday is the absolute, like, low point of the week. Because Wednesday, hump day, you know, you're going up the hump. Thursday is just like, oh my God, why can't it be Friday already? And yeah. I feel like we're just all in a constant state of why can't it be Friday?
Yeah, that's kind of the mood. There's nothing inherently wrong with Thursdays. I just feel like over the last 6 months have had a lot of really bad Thursdays, but that's probably just coincidence.
Thursdays are just boring, and that's what right now is, just like,
yeah,
boring. Obviously, this whole unpleasant situation is on a much grander scale than just boring, but in our incredibly like narrow view of what is happening, I just want to see people again.
Very basic level.
From the perspective of two people who go to a high school, well, you don't go to the high school, but goes to a high school literally just surrounded by fields in the middle of nowhere, oh my God, I just want to go back. Just because, like, things are so... Online classes just straight up suck, bro.
I've been taking... Here's my take on online classes. One of the most interesting...
Ooh! Another sick vape rip. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm digging this. My window's open.
Here's my take on online classes. I have been taking online classes since, like, 8th grade, 9th grade. I don't even know. I've taken several. Many over the years. One of the most interesting, slightly amusing things of this whole situation for me is watching the people who have never taken online classes or taught online classes attempt to use Zoom and the like, 'cause they don't know how to do it. And I do, because I've been doing it for... at least 4 years. It's a little bit frustrating. But it's fine. It's fine.
Ooh. That's
I just...
getting a lot of sick thunder rips. I kind of hope... We're going for a spooky ambiance in this episode of the None of Your Bees cast. I'm going to go close... Hold on, I need to go close my window. Okay. It's raining really hard, and I'm afraid my bed is going to get soaked.
I was really hoping that it was going to rain tonight, because my plants need watered. I planted some blackberry bushes last week, and I thought about watering them today because they were looking a little dry. But I saw that the weather app said that it was going to rain, so I didn't. And it is raining, so good. Mm. So good.
To circle back to the online class thing for a second, for me, it's just like teachers who don't know what they're doing. And that's... Yeah. Why exactly. It all kind of sucks. So I hope that answers your question of does tomorrow exist now?
It doesn't.
We've been going for like 5 minutes and we're immediately off topic.
I think that's kind of our brand at this point.
2 episodes in.
You gotta establish a brand early on, Kyle. Friends, our next question. What is the best mythical creature?
So, I have a lot of opinions on this one.
I have one very strong opinion on this one, but go ahead.
Do aliens count as mythical creatures? Before we get into your whole steez, because I know what you're going to say, do aliens count as mythical creatures? I don't know the textbook definition.
I don't think so. I don't think aliens count as mythical creatures, because I think there's still a possibility. For aliens.
Are you telling me Bigfoot ain't existing right now?
Hang on. We're not there yet.
Does mythical automatically mean...
I feel like aliens are in a separate category.
All right, then I'm going to go with...
Let's just go Earth-dwelling creatures.
But Loch Ness Monster, big lizard. All I gotta say, just a big water lizard. He's chilling, and he's so good at hiding that
he is real good at hiding.
One photo in his entire existence, or her. Everyone That's says her. Good. Nessie's a her. But no matter what, the Loch Ness Monster is a real good hiding lizard. Do you wanna make your case about?
Yes, I would. I love all mythical creatures that I can think of. But the best, by far, Sasquatch is the best. You cannot tell me otherwise. I love the idea of Sasquatch. I love the idea of searching for Sasquatches. I love the idea that they are like their own population, that there's just a whole bunch of them roaming the woods going unnoticed. Because I feel like that's like one of the main differences between like Sasquatch and a lot of other mythical creatures, like the Loch Ness Monster, for instance. That's just one single creature. This, the whole idea of Bigfoot is that there's like a bunch of them, which I absolutely love. I have been into the idea of Bigfoot or Sasquatches, whatever terminology you prefer, since I was a pretty young child. I watched a lot of Sasquatching shows on Animal Planet. We discussed last episode that I watched a lot of Paranormal Activity shows on the Discovery Channel. In that same time frame, maybe a little bit later, I was also watching a lot of Finding Bigfoot on Animal Planet.
I really love the phrase Sasquatching and how you just casually slip that in there. You're like, I'm a big fan of Sasquatching.
That's what it's called, Kyle.
Squatch watching.
Squatching. Have you ever played the board game Bigfoot?
I have never even heard of the board game Bigfoot.
Oh my god. Okay. One of my all-time favorite board games. The only copy I've ever seen of this game is one that my grandparents own. It's from like the 70s, like the late 70s, I think. And essentially, the premise of the game is the board is set up. It is like a small town in, I don't know, Washington or Oregon or something. It's like a logging town. And you move your little pieces around the board. And then there is this like plastic Sasquatch toy thing. And when you push it down on the table, little discs shoot out. And some of the discs are blank, and some of them have feet. And so if you land on a square that has, like, a Bigfoot, you have to take the Bigfoot stomper, and you stomp it on each of the spaces. And when it lands on your piece, if it's blank, you're fine. But if it has a footprint on it, you're dead.
This is an attack squatch. This isn't your run-of-the-mill, walking-in-the-woods guy. This is my favorite
premise of a board game ever. It is executed perfectly. I love it. And I feel like it has contributed heavily to my appreciation for Bigfoot lore.
So do you believe in Bigfoot? Is the, I think, the million-dollar question here. Do you think he's out there just chilling?
I want to believe.
See,
I don't know if I cannot say that I have been fully convinced, but it would not take much.
I just, my thing is, if there's a whole society, if there's like, this is an entire race of animal, mm-hmm. where they be at though? Only like the best documented evidence is from like a, I think like a 16 millimeter camera of like a dude in a furry suit. Like,
right. With a fair point to make. Fair point.
Like, I do really love Bigfoot hunting shows, Finding Bigfoot. I love so good. I love when they just do like the Bigfoot calls, as if that like they're like, all right, we're gonna do some mating calls here. It's like, not only are you looking for Bigfoot, you're looking for horny Bigfoot, and he's coming. Just like, what is their end game with that? Like Bigfoot, like
they just want to know.
Okay, it's but Bigfoot shows up, and now he's mad because he thought a lady Bigfoot was there, and he was ready to go. But all of a sudden, it's a group of people with very bright lights.
Just imagine the satisfaction of knowing the unknowable question.
My little brother Colin was really big into Finding Bigfoot. Like that was like his iPad background.
Colin and I would have been best friends.
He him and my mom would always watch it on like Xfinity, and like he would look up every year to see if it had been canceled yet. Because it was just a matter of like, how many episodes could there be of this like just group of old white dudes going out in the woods just looking. How many episodes of Finding Bigfoot are there? Give me a second.
Is it still going? Is the show still running?
No way. How many episodes of Finding Bigfoot? Please say there's no more.
Oh, the series finale and the 100th episode was released May 27th, 2018.
Okay, wait. I see May 27th, but I also only see 90 episodes. Did they just lie and call it the... I'm looking at...
I don't know. I'm reading the Wikipedia.
Yeah, so am I. It says 90 episodes of Finding Bigfoot have aired.
What?
Wait.
I'm in the first paragraph of the Wikipedia page. The last sentence is the series finale and the 100th episode.
The one I'm reading says 90 episodes of Finding Bigfoot have aired.
Are we on the same Wikipedia page? Yep.
Apparently not, because the Wikipedia page I'm on just doesn't have the entire last season. That does raise a pretty funny thought in my mind of them just like not getting to 100 episodes, but they still call it the 100 episode special. Like, we did it, guys. 100 episodes. Just, like, straight up lying.
Because who's going to count? Who's going to run the numbers?
I used to watch this show called Factor Faked. Because it was on Netflix. I'd watch it on my Nintendo Wii device.
Wow.
Nice. So it wasn't in HD at all. It was in, like, garbage standard definition on, like, a flat screen TV. So it just didn't look good. And they would like, look at videos of like famous like real life events, and they would go and they would just see how plausible it is, and I think literally almost every single episode was just like, yeah, this didn't happen. But I do think I have the definitive answer for best mythical creature. I'm gonna drop this bomb on you in 3, 2, 1. Mothman. You can't beat Mothman.
Ooh.
The entire state of West Virginia. I think it's West Virginia, right? Yeah, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to West Virginia.
Did you see Mothman?
I did not see Mothman.
Then what's the point?
Have I ever told you my West Virginia ghost story?
No, okay, but wait. If ghosts are mythical creatures, aliens are?
What are the rules here, Teresa? Ghosts are not mythical creatures. It felt like a related, felt like a tangential subject.
Okay. I want to sing Mothman's praises for a few more seconds before we.
Okay. Go ahead.
What other mythical creature has just an entire town dedicated? Like, there's a statue of him, and he's ripped. Have you seen that statue?
Oh yeah. Have I seen the stat? The I watched BuzzFeed Unsolved, Kyle. I'm cultured. Okay.
The way you said. Have I seen? I look at this statue every night before bed. How dare you even suggest that? But just like, I love the idea of Mothman so much. Just a dude chilling, vibing, scaring teenagers. That's all I want to do. That's my life goal.
Why don't we have a Mothman? Like, why doesn't, like...
Pennsylvania in general, do they have, like, there's the Jersey Devil. There's Mothman.
Yeah.
Does Pennsylvania have any mythical creatures? Like urban legend ones? Tell me about
I can't think of any off the top of my head. Tell us about Look, I think the closest thing we have to that is the groundhog.
Pakistani Phil is a cryptid. Yeah. I'm going to Google Pennsylvania cryptids. Squonk.
The squonk
is a mythical creature reputed to live in hemlock forest of northern Pennsylvania. Legends of squonks originated in the late 19th century at the height of Pennsylvania's importance in the potential timber industry.
Hang on, that did not explain to me at all what a squonk is.
Oh man, this guy's a mood. The legend holds that the creature's skin is ill-fitting, being covered with warts and other blemishes, and that because it is ashamed of its appearance, it hides from plain sight and spends most of its time weeping. That's what I do. That's like a typical... Am I a squonk?
I think you're a squonk, bud.
Hunters who have attempted to catch squonks have found that the creature is capable of evading capture by dissolving completely into a pool of tears and bubbles.
Oh.
How have I never heard of a squonk? A certain J.P. Wentling is supposed to have coaxed one into a bag, which, while he was carrying it home, suddenly lightened. On inspection, he found the bag contained only the liquid remains of the sad animal.
This is kind of sad.
I love this sad little man. I think I found my new, like, my new squonk. Inner animal, inner beast. I found my new inner beast.
It's a squonk.
And it's a squonk. Can you
Kyle's
tell
a squonk.
Can you tell us about your West Virginia ghost story? Because now you've gotten intrigued.
Oh yeah. Okay, so 2 summers ago, it just started raining really hard. It's okay. So 2 summers ago, I was in West Virginia on a missions trip, and we were staying in this really, really cool church. The building was is either like the oldest or the largest building entirely made out of chestnut wood, which there isn't anymore.
What an odd award to give. Like,
no, it was the coolest, not only the coolest church, but one of the coolest buildings I've ever been in.
It was just gorgeous.
Like... And it was all chestnut wood, which is gone. So it just felt really cool to be in this like wood that no longer is.
It's such a lame world record. Like, here's the oldest building made of a certain kind of wood.
Kyle, appreciate the chestnut church.
It's just a funny qualifier.
Anyways, so we had left the one evening, and then we got back, and we saw that like some of the lights were on, which we had turned off before we left. And so we were kind of concerned because we were like, it's somebody in there? Did somebody break into the build? Like, what's up? So a couple of, like, the adults went in and, like, checked things out. Everything was fine. but the lights had randomly turned on. And this continued to happen throughout the course of the week. And so we decided that there was a ghost. It felt like a very ghostly building. Like, I don't know. It just, have you ever, like, walked into a place and you're like, ghosts, there are ghosts here. This is haunted.
I smell ghosts.
It felt like one of those kinds of places. Yeah, you could smell the ghost in the air. So, we decided that this was probably the ghost of a man named Francis, which is a whole other story about a man's gravestone that we found. So we inferred that it must be our ghost friend, Francis. Yeah, so that's, I'm like 99.9% sure that it definitely haunted. I feel like most churches are. Like, most old churches give me, like, ghost vibes. Anyways, that's the whole story.
I'm just looking into, like, PA cryptids right now. And, because there's a list on Penn Live. And, oh my gosh, that rain is coming down. I hope it's not picking up on the mics. But on the real or fake section of the Pennsylvania Bigfoot, it says, on a scale of 1, no chance of being proven, to 10, almost certain to be proven eventually, cryptozoology investigator puts Bigfoot at a 7 or 8.
Wow, nice.
Why is mountain lion...
There is hope.
There's just mountain lions are included in this list of cryptids.
Wait, what?
It goes Bigfoot, mountain lions, UFOs.
What is the mountain lion rating?
And then a chupacabra. On a scale of 1 to 10, the same cryptozoology investigator puts it at an 8 or a 9.
Wait, what?
Okay, I think he means specifically in PA, but just...
But...
the description is, your standard cougar, ... but in Pennsylvania. there's also the Raystown Ray, a large serpent-like creature, or an even large...
My chair is probably squeaking a lot, so sorry about that noise.
This is a strange article. There's one just called Giant White Wolves that are put at a 2. Giant Snakes...
That's so vague.
Yeah, these are just, like, animals, I think. But once again, to bring us back to the question at hand, definitely just Mothman, I think.
My vote is still with the Sasquatch, but I do appreciate Mothman for all he's worth.
So our next question. How will humanity go extinct? Once again, we are experts on most, if not all, things. So, obviously, this is going to be our domain, I think.
I think so. Have you researched this? I'm assuming you have. Since you're an expert.
As a person with crippling anxiety, I kind of think about this all of the time, forever. Mm-hmm. So, personally... I think it's gotta be aliens.
I hope, like, it's aliens.
People always say, like, oh, look at, like, right now, you see all those posts where it's like, humans are the real virus, and coronavirus is the cure. It's like, alright, freaking get off Tumblr. But I think humans can go for a pretty long time right now.
I think we're gonna be around for a while.
Even if there were to be a cataclysmic event, I feel like we have bunkers, like, we have things to stay alive and just, like, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Except aliens. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one, like, if they are advanced enough to just come to our planet, we're done, bro. Oh, cool, you're gonna nuke them? And bro, they'll, like, super nuke you.
And like, we wouldn't even know what was happening.
I just think, aliens are gonna be the death of us. I'm not, like, you know, a huge conspiracy guy. I think aliens are out there. I think there's a chance they're intelligent life. I don't know for sure. I'm not an alienologist.
Too soon to tell.
Too soon. It's too soon to call. But yeah, I just think if anything's going to kill humans, it's just going to be aliens coming and being like, hey, bye. And phew, we're gone.
Yeah.
Because, like, what do you think about it? Fair. Earth's got some resources. Water? That's pretty, unless you're the aliens from Signs, in which water is your weakness.
Yeah, we do have some resources. We're kind of, like, running out of them. But, I hope it's aliens. Here's the thing. I'm like, realistically, how do I think is going to happen? Probably just, like, climate change. But that is incredibly uninteresting. So I hope it's aliens. Because, as we all know, I am one for the dramatics, so.
I think climate change is probably the very realistic answer. But aliens are just... It's gotta be them. It's gotta be those funky little green guys.
Kyle will, if he is the last man on Earth, he will be holding out for the aliens. He is not leaving this planet until the aliens come and personally get him.
Just like... Aliens are just such a cool concept, man. Like, you got just these things out there that are way cooler than us. Humans, pretty boring. We're all pretty by the numbers. Every now and again, you get a really fast one, like Britney Spears. Or you get a really tall one, like Shaquille O'Neal. But more often than not, just kind of the same couple presets with a couple things different here and there. Like, oh, yeah, this one's nose is smaller. But, like, aliens, completely different ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you imagine all humans as being created by the scientists and the Powerpuff Girls, you know, when he's, like, mixing them up.
Utonium.
It's pretty much the same recipe, you know. He just adds a little bit different flavors every now and then. That's Powerpuff Girls, right? I haven't seen Powerpuff Girls in a very long time.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. That's the basic formula. Yeah.
Except with humans, he puts, like, it's sugar, spice, and a little bit of desire to cause warfare. Humans are just, like, boring, dude. Like, oh, instead of doing something cool, we're just gonna slowly kill the planet with carbon emissions. You know what's cool?
On the whole, humans are boring, but, like, there's some real interesting human stuff going on. I feel like Britney humans Spears? Are like Britney Spears.
Britney People Spears being it... the fastest person alive.
Exactly. People are out there making art. People are out there writing stuff. People are out there running fast. That's not that interesting to me. I don't care if you can run fast.
You just entirely describe Britney Spears.
Britney Spears and no one else. Britney Spears is the only interesting person on the planet.
I want her, when the aliens come to Earth, I want Britney Spears to be our ambassador. I want her to be the one that goes up and says, listen,
it's Britney. Would be so good at it. She has practiced. She had a whole music video about going to Mars.
She just plays that for them.
Didn't she?
So here you go. I'm not up to date on Britney Spears' lore. I just know that she is now the fastest person alive. I was listening to the Macroids.
Hang on. Have you never seen that music video?
No.
Have you never seen the music video for Oops, I Did It Again?
No.
Kyle.
Listen, the only music video I care about is Lil Nas X and Panini. That's the only good music video.
As soon as we're done recording this, you need to go watch the entirety of Britney Spears' music video discography. Immediately.
Just, like, the McElroys did a really good bit about, like, when she posted about, like, just casually, like, oh, ran a little, did a little run and, like, beat Usain Bolt's record. And, like, a lot of her fans were just like, oh, it's a good time. Like, just completely unaware of, like, what it means and, like, the scope of the world. I just, if anyone is going to be our savior and messiah in these trying times, it's gotta be Brittany. Like,
you're not wrong.
She's fast.
She's fast.
She's an ally with talking about landlords and just like helping pay people's like rent and groceries. Britney Spears is the closest thing we have to a Mother Teresa. Discuss. And there's only two of us. I don't know why I said discuss. But
there's nothing to discuss. That's it.
Because it's just fact.
I think when Mother Teresa left us, she just assumed the role.
Britney Spears is the reincarnation.
Yeah.
Saint Britney.
How does sainthood work? I don't know.
You just gotta do cool stuff, isn't it? Just do like enough cool stuff.
And then they just make you a saint?
If that's how it works, Tony Hawk should be like the biggest saint of them all. Just doing all those sick kickflips. Saint Tony. I have no idea how sainthood works. You were asking the wrong person entirely. Yeah. But Saint Tony Hawk.
I feel like he'd be good with the aliens too. He's so chill. He's so.
And he shreds. Like, he could just be like, "Hey, check this out," and just do a sick kickflip.
I feel like he'd be very good at talking to them, at diplomacy.
Tony Hawk, Earth Ambassador,
would be a good diplomat with the aliens.
Tony Hawk, Earth Ambassador. That's what I'm telling you.
Exactly. Okay.
Him and Britney Spears, the dynamic duo that we didn't know we needed. I love Tony Hawk. I hope he's never, like, as far as I know, he hasn't done anything problematic. But, like, all I used to do when I was younger is just shred in Tony Hawk PS2 games. I wanted to skateboard, but I was too scared to do it. So I would just ride around on my butt.
That's my goal for the end of... Okay, it was my goal was to learn how to skateboard by the end of the school year. With the current situation, don't know if that's going to happen because I cannot purchase a skateboard or find somebody to teach me how to skateboard at the moment. But I would really like to learn how to skateboard within the next several months.
You can always buy one online.
True.
Watch some like tutorials online.
Okay.
Teresa, we are living in a very modern age in which if you want to learn to do something, just YouTube it, bro, and you'll be set.
Yeah, I guess so. I really want to learn how to skateboard. It seems like it would be practical, but also just like, that'd be so heckin' cool.
So I think the answer we've come to for how will humanity go extinct is it won't, because Tony Hawk and Britney Spears will save us.
As long as they're around, we are safe.
Like, think about it. Global warming? Tony Hawk can just do some, like, cool tricks.
And the planet will just...
cool down. He can motivate them, too. He can go in front of, like, the UN and just be like, everybody, watch this. And just do a sick kickflip and be like, you like that? Fix global warming. And I'll do a ton more.
And you'll get more.
You'll get more where that came from.
Just bribing the leaders of the world with kickflips. That's the way forward.
Instead of like traveling with like the apostles, it's just like he skateboards around like the world, and like he just has like a group of like 13-year-olds. Wearing, like, beanies and, like, oversized jeans that follow him around.
Is that what skateboardy kids wear these days? I feel like that was a very, like, 90s...
That was...
Like, you know, the grungy skateboards. I feel like skateboard boys now...
I can tell you firsthand, mid-2000s, because I wanted to dress like that. I wore, like, snapback hats. I wore big pants. Ooh. But I didn't like belts, so my pants always just kind of fell down.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I wanted to skateboard so bad, but I lived in the middle of nowhere and just on a huge hill that went straight to like the interstate. Right on the right on the 207.
Maybe not.
No, 207. Right on the 207. So like my mom would skateboard with me and she wouldn't let me skateboard. She would only let me ride on my butt.
Does your mom know how to skateboard?
No, she would only let me like ride on my butt. And we would just like go down this big hill and stop and then go do it again.
Entertain this thought for a second.
Okay.
What if your mom
okay.
has been secretly hiding her talent as a amateur skateboarder? Forever, for years, as long as you've been around.
She can.
What if she secretly knows how to skateboard? Like, really well.
I mean, I guess we'll never know for
sure.
Is
that feasible? Like, is that a possibility? I think so.
I'll never know for sure, but she did rollerblade a lot. Because every time we would go roller skating, and I would be falling, she would be like zooming on by and wouldn't stop to pick me up.
Zoom, zoom.
But yeah, I think Tony Hawk and Britney Spears will be our saviors.
Yes.
And I think I need to think of a title for the episode that involves Tony Hawk in some way. Because now that we've discussed Tony Hawk, I feel like he's the star of the show.
In any situation in which he is involved, Tony Hawk is the star. Just by default.
Saint Tony Hawk. He's the only saint where you have to say their full name.
Saint Tony Hawk. Alrighty, so our next question, little bit of a long one here. There's a lot of information happening, so just, you know, we hope you're following along at home. Here we go. There's this guy that I went on a single date with to a place called Moe's. And though we were friends, the date was super awkward, and I don't know how I feel about him, question mark, or how he feels about me, question mark. We haven't really talked since then, but I feel bad going out with him again in case I'm accidentally leading him on or something like that. Also, I'm moderately addicted to swiping people on Tinder, and I'm not sure how to stop. Sincerely, feelings are scary in South Carolina.
So I just want to jump into this. We were editing this question for like brevity, and it is apparently strange that I do not know of this chain called Moe's. Never heard of it in my life. Teresa claims they are incredibly common, and I say that is a farce.
They are not as common as like Wendy's or something, obviously, but we have them around here. There's one in Harrisburg. There's one in Hershey Park.
I don't get out of the house much. You know this. I know this.
Well, that is true.
but to get at the meat of this question here.
Right.
So the date was awkward. And she doesn't mm-hmm. know how she feels, but is also open to going on a second date, which is...
I think the fact that they are already friends is key information here. Because they were friends, and then they went on a date, and the date was awkward. So, like, but, like, the friendship isn't awkward, but the date was awkward, so, like, I don't know.
I want to know what talk means, like, as in, like, I just did air quotes. This is an audio podcast. Like,
I think talked is like
about the date or just like in actual conversation.
I think it's
because I read it as like,
I think a conversation. Italicized talked is like when you're like talking to somebody, you know.
Well, I italicized it.
Talked is just like straight up, like we talked. We chatted. We texted. But, like, talk.
Like, have a conversation? Like, oh, okay.
Wink, wink. Like, we're talking.
See.
We talked.
I,
you know.
I read it more as, like, they haven't had a meaningful conversation. I added
that makes sense.
I added the italicized for the sake of like
clarity.
Yeah, just so you can like emphasize it. But I feel like either way, just maybe don't go out with him again. Or okay, here we go. This is how you can solve both things. Because the Tinder swiping, that's an issue. Probably needs to cut that out.
Yes.
But I think the solution for this is go on Tinder and find a cool dude who would be friends with this guy that you went on a date with.
Ooh, just like pawn him off.
Well, that's a meaner way than how I would say
another,
it.
To another man.
But just like that way, he'll be having such a good time with his newfound friend, he won't even remember the awkward date. So you could just be, here's what you do. You ask this guy to go on another date, but unbeknownst to him, you go on Tinder and you get another guy and you bring him with. I have a question. Go ahead.
Does the other guy, Tinder guy, is he aware of the situation?
Or do you just show up for the date
and two guys show up?
That's the thing. You need to make sure they both have similar interests so that like you can say, oh, I'm going to run to the bathroom. And then they'll start talking and chatting. And then you stay in there.
No. But are they aware of the situation? Or do they just show up for this date and there's already a guy there?
Yeah, they show up.
Completely unbeknownst to them.
Yeah, they show up for the date. So that way they're both on even playing ground. Like, they're both on the same level, right?
Okay.
It's not like...
Okay.
Because I feel like any guy on Tinder, if you say, hey, I just want you to be friends with this other guy, don't think that's going to go well. And I feel like if you tell the first guy that this date you've agreed to is actually just an excuse.
A ploy.
Yeah. I don't think that one's going to work either. So they can't, neither of them can know. And then you.
I agree.
Quote unquote.
I think trickery is the way to go here.
You quote unquote go to the bathroom and then you just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Then like 30 minutes later, you shoot him a text, be like, oh, sorry, I forgot I was on a date. Hope you guys are hitting it off. And by then, they'll be the best buds. Like, you should vet these guys and make sure they all have, like, make sure, that could be even better. Bring a group of guys. And that way you just...
Oh, just bring a whole
entourage. They'll forget entirely about you. Feelings are scary in South Carolina. And they'll be focused on the newfound friendship they have with this group of guys.
With the bros.
Yeah, they'll be just guys being
dudes. Get the boys some bros.
I think this is the only solution for this, is to just lie to all of them. Whenever I'm in a tricky situation, I find that lying tends to work. So you should be fine, I think.
I think so. I think this works out. The guy's got a new friend. You're still friends with the original guy. And how you handle your Tinder situation from then on, up to you, because you're wide open.
I think the group of guys method will be the best, because they'll all be so caught off guard that it'll just be like a fun time. You gotta pick somewhere, like, you can't go to, like, an actual fancy restaurant. Be like, oh, let's have our date.
Somewhere fun,
let's
somewhere kind of loud.
Tell.
Where guys can be dudes.
Tell your date to bring you to Hooters. Say, hey, our first date was kind of awkward, let's have our second date at Hooters. And then you tell all the Tinder guys, let's have our first date at Hooters. And then that way, you can just dip out and they won't even know. They won't even notice a thing. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. You've dealt with both situations at once. Probably don't just keep swiping on Twitter. Tinder. Probably don't keep swiping on Tinder, though, if I had to say.
I mean, unless you just want to make this your new hobby. Creating friend groups of Tinder guys by setting them up on group dates at Hooters.
Specifically at Hooters. Maybe
talk to Hooters. Think about this. This is a good service to the world. You are establishing new friendships. You are bringing joy to these men. You're just spreading the good friend vibes all around. This is a good deed.
Maybe talk to Hooters about getting some kind of commission fee, because you are bringing groups of dudes of like 4 or 5 in at once, and they're going to be getting those wings. They're going to be chowing down, watching some sports, drinking some beers maybe. I don't know how old this person is. So, yeah.
These people are not old enough to to drink legally.
But, yeah, I think the easiest way out of it...
the non-alcoholic beers.
The easiest way to solve this plight is to just lie.
Just lie.
So I hope that helped. Before we move on to our final question, we do have an ad read, so I'll just cut to that now.
Today's episode of None of Your Beescast is sponsored by Long Ferrets Home Protection Services. Whether you're a homeowner, rent an apartment, or live in a dorm room, your property is in constant danger of damage by pests, vermin, break-ins, and theft, all of which can be prevented with a simple purchase of a Long Ferret Protection Package. What is a long ferret, you may ask? A patented Pioneer Incorporated domestic mammal, lengthened up to 6 feet long. Freed of the constraints of Euclidean physics, they're free to float around your domicile, clearing it of toilet pelicans, wall owls, classic crawlers, floor fiends, and more. Not to mention, they're great cuddlers. Now you can contact us at pioneerproducts.dim7@gmail.com. That is pioneerproducts.dim7@gmail.com to order pre-neutered kits and defend your property from natural and unnatural...
That was a good ad. I personally have a couple long ferrets in my home floating around. I don't know about you.
You do?
Yeah, have I not shown you my long ferrets?
No.
That sounds like a euphemism. That's okay. This is like the perfect pickup line for these guys at Hooters. Now that they're in a group, they could just go up and be like, hey, want to see my long ferret? And then you just pull up a photo, a little of your ferret.
A little ferret. A little cute little guy.
So our last question comes from friend of the show, Colin Murphy. What is the next hot Easter animal, other than rabbits, chicks, lambs, or bandicoots? I am partial to the famous Easter bandicoot.
Aren't we all?
I believe Jesus owned a bandicoot. I think that's why it became a Easter staple.
I think he did. I think he was... I feel like we don't talk about this enough, but you know, like, the secret 13th apostle?
Just a bandicoot?
His bandicoot.
It's just Crash Bandicoot wearing its jorts and being red and only being able to say whoa. It's just Crash Bandicoot. Yeah. Just Crash Bandicoot the apostle. But I do think we are due for an update. It's been... like, I got peeps. They're little rabbits around Easter, right? Or, like, they're little chicks.
I was going to say, peeps are not rabbits.
Teresa, do not call me on that. I'm very passionate about...
there are rabbit peeps, but, like, the original peeps are not...
Yeah, but, like, Easter peeps.
Are not rabbits.
Easter
peeps are just peeps. But I believe you. I've eaten the rabbits.
Yeah, those are the...
Peeps aren't that good.
They really are not that great. But they've become like an Easter staple.
They're not good.
Are jelly beans an animal? Hear me out. Jelly beans are very, at least in my household, very associated with Easter. Every year, we get our little Easter baskets. We have to gotta hunt around the house for them.
We do that too.
And every year they're full of jelly beans. Mm-hmm. Are jelly beans an animal?
No.
Okay, well then.
They're beans. They're a plant.
jelly beans are a plant?
Jelly beans are a plant.
So what do you think is going to be the next hot Easter animal?
Turtles.
Turtles would be good.
Yeah.
Turtles would be solid.
Turtles would be good.
Because then it's just like, you got some dudes chilling.
Exactly.
Turtles literally exist only to vibe.
Rabbits are so hyper. They are agents of chaos. All right? Chickens don't like them. I don't like chickens. Lambs, fine, I guess. I don't know. I don't have strong opinions about sheep. but I don't know. Turtles, so good. They are so chill. They're just vibing.
And turtles have historically proven to be better than rabbits just because of, like, they're always racing.
And they're always winning. Because
rabbits are cocky. Turtles are humble.
Rabbits? Mm-hmm. The humble turtle vibing.
The Chad turtle versus the virgin rabbit. I do agree.
Rabbits are Chads.
Rabbits are Chads? I think the turtles are the Chads.
Hang on. No.
Yeah. How are turtles not Chads? They literally just do everything at their own pace. They don't have to worry about anyone else. They literally just vibe.
I don't think you understand the concept of a Chad.
I don't think you know the virgin versus Chad meme. Have you not seen this meme at all?
No, I thought we were just talking about frat boys.
No.
Named Chad.
No. There's this whole meme where it's like on the left. Why am I explaining a meme right now? On the left, it's like the lesser of the two things. And it's the virgin blank. And on the right is the superior Chad blank.
Oh,
so gotcha. The virgin rabbit compared to the Chad turtle.
Yes, yes, yes. Then in that particular context, the turtle would be the Chad. But just like as an overall concept, turtles are not Chads.
Turtles are the Chads of the animal kingdom. They literally just vibe.
No.
Teresa, the word Chad has evolved past what you believe it to mean still. Chad is now a positive phrase. I call all my friends Chad. They're kings. My friends are kings. And they're also Chads.
I, last year during my work training, all of the, like, high schoolish age guys convinced all of the, like, slightly older, slightly more mature guys to join their, like, legion of Chads. And it was irritating. And then they made me an honorary Chad for some reason. And I still haven't recovered. Okay.
I can't believe you've never heard Chad. We've reclaimed the word Chad. It is no longer derogatory. Chad is used when... Yeah, get with the times, Teresa.
I'm not hip with the kids.
All of my friends are Chads.
Oh my gosh.
Colin Murphy, the person who recorded that ad read, a Chad.
Uh-huh. A Chad.
So turtles are the Chads of the animal kingdom.
The point is, the turtles are real good.
The turtles
should be the hot Easter animal.
They should be, because turtles are Chads. We've had a lot of good title potential on this episode. Last one, it was like pulling teeth.
Turtles are Chads.
Turtles are Chads could be a good one. I can't believe you've I can't believe you haven't heard of the Virgin versus Chad meme. That's one of my favorites.
I don't know what you want me to say, Kyle. You didn't know what. You've never been to a Moe's.
Teresa, this is very different than not knowing what a vaguely obscure Mexican restaurant. Like.
I think
she's got a nice thunder rip. God's vaping up a storm.
I'm seeing some. Ooh, there's some good lightning right there.
My window's behind me, so I can't even look.
My window is directly in front of me.
Turtles are underappreciated. I've always been a turtle fan. I have a plush turtle named Tucker. He's Tucker the Turtle.
Aw, that's so good.
He's somewhere in my room right now. And my little brother has a matching one named Cosmo.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
A turtle, I think it was a box turtle, laid eggs in our yard last year. And I think they died because we never saw the baby turtles emerge from their hole in the ground.
Because turtles are such chads, they don't need human validation. They vibe on their own terms. Those turtles are probably out there lifting weights and pounding beers.
I hope so.
The turtle shotgun and a beer.
I'm trying to picture that. Turtles, I feel like, have very short arms.
It's a multi-person process. It's a multi-turtle process. There needs to be a couple. Okay. One of them punctures, one of them opens, one of them drinks.
Punctures, opens, one just holds it.
I feel like a single beer weighs as much as a turtle. Like,
turtles are approximately the same size as a beer.
Are ducks an Easter animal?
Don't like ducks.
I've seen ducks associated. Why is duck the baby animal? I've seen ducks associated with boy, like a baby boy is always like the symbol is like a little duck. What's up with that?
Maybe because like.
What's the deal with ducks?
Rubber ducks are like a common toy.
I have a rubber duck on my desk right here. I've shown you him.
That's so good.
The movie theater that I go to sometimes has a claw machine that is entirely just rubber ducks.
Just the ducks.
That's what they should call it, just the ducks. They know what the people want, and it's just the ducks.
The people want ducks. Yeah, the things that we assign to babies, to babyhood, that makes no sense.
Can you give some examples?
We just assume that all babies only like pastel versions of color.
They're
like no regular blue, only pastel blue
Their eyes aren't ready for the extremeness of a dark blue. If you don't show them a pastel color, they'll go blind. Look at me. I wear glasses because I just looked at bright colors all the time.
Because you looked at bright colors as a baby?
When I have children, they will only see pastel colors. They will not end up like me.
Are you going to just keep them inside of...
Until their eyes develop.
Leave them in a world of only pastels.
Can I develop
You're going to have to, change your whole wardrobe to only pastels.
I heard another sick thunder rip. I feel like I already don't wear a ton of super bright colors. I wish I did. I wish I wore more. But I feel like it's mostly just white, black, or like flannel.
The color of flannel.
Yeah. I mean, just like looking at my pile of clothes, I have a pastel button-up, which I love. It's all really, really muted tones, mm-hmm. which I should probably change because I don't like that very much. But it's just like, for years, I was like, this is what I have to wear. And I have no idea why.
Well, at least we know your pile of laundry is baby friendly.
Bring your kids over, let them play in my laundry pile.
In the laundry pile.
Let your kids...
But they gotta stay there. If they venture out of the laundry zone, who knows what could happen.
I'll have centuries.
There could be some neons, even. Some rainbows.
I'll have centuries ready to stop these babies at all costs. They're just like a big net.
Yeah, just a big net of... pastel colored t-shirts.
No, just like a normal net. And I scoop up the babies and dump them back in the... Can we get a pastel ball pit going? Just like dump the babies in the pastel ball pit? I feel like that would be... Why are ball pits so bright? I guess because kids like bright colors, though. That's the thing.
Kids like bright colors.
But babies can't be exposed to those colors. They will die instantly.
You will instantly die.
If you show a newborn, like, a can of Mountain Dew, dead, instantly. They explode. That is a known science fact. Babies cannot handle extreme colors. I don't know what this tangent is or how we got on it, but... But I do think turtles are the hot new Easter animal. You heard it here first.
Exactly.
Tell the world... rabbits are out. Turtles are in.
Do you have a favorite turtle?
No. Just like, I like all turtles.
That's good.
I wasn't very into learning like the different species. I just kind of liked the idea of a dude who just vibes. He has built-in armor. He literally just walks around, yeah, eats leaves, and that's it. That is, mm-hmm, the life.
It is the life.
He goes at his own pace. He doesn't have to worry. Turtles are chads. I don't care. They're just...
I love a painted turtle. I really vibe with them. I feel like I watched a lot of, like, content about sea turtles as a kid. I've never seen a sea turtle, but I assume they're great. I've seen many painted turtles, and they're real great.
Turtles just... I feel like they're very ingrained in society. You got the Mario Brothers. Always stepping on those funky turtle boys.
Turtles all over the place in there.
Yeah, Bowser, just a big spiky turtle.
He's just a big old turtle.
Yeah, turtles are in. Bandicoot's still in, don't worry. But rabbits, chicks, and sheep, out. Ducks,
out. Kick them out.
Jury's still out on ducks, but bandicoots are...
Ducks are reserved for the babies.
Ducks are reserved
for babies. No more Easter ducks, only ducks for babies.
I think that's going to cap us off for this episode of the None of Your Bees cast. I've been Kyle.
I have been Teresa.
Next time we will have different names, because we are shedding these names and our mortal mortal vessels. That's the word. Mm-hmm. So next time we will be ethereal, yes, beings. Thank you all so much.
Like snakes.
I was thinking more like angels, or just like entities beyond existence.
I was picturing us like shedding our skins like snakes.
Is it our
or like cicadas?
I said our mortal vessels.
Cicadas or something. Yeah, your mortal vessel, your skin.
Thank you so much for joining us as we solve everyone's problems forever. We will see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening. Love you.
Yeah.